Welcome to 15 Minutes in the Word with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer. On today's program, Joyce will be teaching from her series, Psalm 23, The Lord is My Shepherd. We all have moments in life when we feel overwhelmed, times when we need direction and protection. The psalmist David experienced these feelings, yet he also knew the one who could lead him through life's dark valleys. David knew that as our good shepherd, God wants to provide for us every single day. Today, Joyce takes a deeper look at David's Psalm 23, breaking it down verse by verse, revealing the freedom we can have when we follow God's leading. Now, here's Joyce with today's teaching.
2 Corinthians 11, 29. Paul says, "Who is weak and I do not feel his weakness? Who is made to stumble and fall and have his faith hurt? And I am not on fire with sorrow or indignation." So Paul said, listen, there's not one of you that's weak that I don't feel your weakness. He wasn't judging and criticizing them. He said, I feel your weakness. Well, I think that we have to look at some of the things that Paul went through to look at what brought him to that place that he could feel the way he did about other people's weaknesses instead of judging them and criticizing them. Because sometimes we look at people and think, well, you know, you've been in church 20 years. You ought to know better than to act like that. Well, yeah, maybe, but, you know, what's your problem? You know? Come on. You know, we're always quick to judge people that have a problem in an area where we have a strength. Good preaching, Joyce. Thank you. And why are the kind of things that I'm saying so important? Because God commands us to love one another. One new commandment I give you, that you love one another just as I have loved you. By this love shall all men out there that are lost and going to hell know that you are my disciples. So let's take a look at some of the stuff that Paul went through. Let's back up to verse 24, 2 Corinthians 11, 24. 5 times I received from the hand of the Jews 40 lashes, all but one. 3 times I've been beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. 3 times I've been aboard a ship, wrecked at sea. A whole night and a day I've spent adrift on the deep. Many times on journeys, exposed to perils from rivers, perils from bandits, perils from my own nation, perils from the Gentiles, perils in the city, perils in the desert places, perils in the sea, perils from those posing as believers but destitute of Christian knowledge and piety. In toil and hardship, watching often through sleepless nights, in hunger and thirst, frequently driven to fasting by want, in cold and exposure and lack of clothing. And besides all those things, there are the daily inescapable pressures of my care and anxiety for all the churches. Verse 29, who is weak and I don't feel his weakness? You know what? I don't know that we can have real compassion on people that are hurting and going through things if we've never been through anything ourselves. You know, Paul probably had a strong case of pride in the beginning. Paul was a very religious man, a Pharisee of Pharisees, highly educated, just, he had it all. He said, if anybody had anything, I had more. I had everything. And when that's the case, you usually get pretty full of yourself. Now, I don't know. There's a lot of things about Paul's life that we're not told. I mean, it says that he was called into ministry after he was confronted by God on the Damascus Road, and he went into ministry, but you don't hear very much about him for about 13 years before he presented himself to the apostles. Now, he was doing things, but it's interesting that we go through hidden years with God before we begin our public years with God. Joseph had hidden years with God. Moses had hidden years with God. And I can guarantee you that I had many hidden years with God. And it's in those years when you're going through things that you don't understand and things aren't happening for you and you're trying to hang on to your faith in God and you're being judged and criticized by your friends and just all the different things that we go through, that God uses those things to do a work in your heart. So when he finally does put you in a position to maybe be over some people or do something with people, you have a proper attitude of understanding where people are coming from. Let me tell you something. If you like maybe are a smoker and you want to quit and it's been really, really hard for you, I've got compassion because I had a hard time with that. If you struggle with your weight, I understand that because I was a chubby teenager and I struggled with that. I mean, I've been on a million diets in my life before I finally got victory. But when you talk to somebody who, I mean, let's just say that you struggle with your weight and you talk to somebody that's got a real fast metabolism and they can eat anything they want and never gain an ounce, they don't get you. There's no way they get you. They're just like, well, just don't eat so much. I mean, I went through a period where I thought my metabolism's not slow, man, it's in a coma. It's like, mine died, I think, and needs a resurrection. And yeah, you know, I've got victory now, and I've got, you know, I know what I can do and what I can't do, and God gives me the grace to do it, but I went through a lot to get here. And so when you're going through things, don't always get so upset that God's not delivering you right away, because you may just be getting some experience and some education for some of the things that God's going to use you for later on in life. Amen? If you tell me you were sexually abused in your childhood, I get you. I feel your pain. You don't got to explain it to me. I know what you're talking about. But then there's other things that somebody can try to talk to me about, and I'm just like, because I haven't gone through that. And so God wants to use us all to help one another. And the thing we have to realize is God will get value out of everything that we go through in our life if we will just stop murmuring about it and say, God, you can take this and work something good out of it. I trust you to do that. Amen? And then Paul especially, he talks a lot about this thing about how we handle the weak. In Galatians 6, 1 and 2, Paul instructed the church to bear with the failings of the weak and not have a haughty attitude and think we were too good to put up with the weaknesses of people for a period of time. 1 Thessalonians, it says, give support to the weak souls. Why does God let us go through things instead of delivering us from things? Because strength is gained in the struggle. The sheep that chooses the comfortable, soft places on the ground to lie down are often the ones that become cast down. When you have a list of jobs to do in a day, I dare you to do the hardest one first. Now, this is my best motherly look right here. Come on, this is Mama Joyce looking over the pulpit. Why are we always putting the hard things off until last? They're not going to get any easier. You're better off to do the hardest things when you're the freshest. And then what a relief it is to have that out of the way. And now the rest of it seems all downhill from there. But the sheep that chooses the easy way, the comfortable way, they're often the ones that become cast down. You know why? Because they never practice the hard stuff. So they never build any strength. They don't look up their own scriptures. They call another Christian they know. When the believer always seeks comfort and ease, he remains weak. The Bible teaches us to be steadfast and endure and to go through things with good temper, always walking in love no matter what's going on in our own lives. And that's not easy. You know, there are things about me that you don't know. I mean, some of them you may have heard, but you know, I had breast cancer 25 years ago and had to have a radical operation, and I was in the midst of preaching on faith everywhere that I went and laying hands on the sick and ended up with breast cancer. God took care of me. I'm still here, but it wasn't easy. Because I had because I had the cancer, when I had to have a hysterectomy, I couldn't take any kind of hormones. It threw me into the change of life when I was too young to be in the change of life. And oh my gosh, now there's just no point in even trying to explain that to you unless you're a woman that gets it. Woo. Lord have mercy. Hot flashes. I finally started calling them power surges. I thought that might help. It's like having your own personal summer in the middle of winter, you know? It's like, whew. Migraine headaches. I preached for 10 years and had migraine headaches. And I would stand up here and nobody even knew what I was going through. Let me tell you something. When you don't give up in the hard times, you get strong. I mean, you become somebody that the devil can't defeat. You know, I could have quit. I could have just said, I can't do this. I remember one morning waking up and I felt so bad. I just thought, I cannot put one foot in front of the other one. I just can't do it. Now, a lot of my problem was stress and I didn't yet know what that was. I was working too hard. I wasn't resting. I needed to be made to lie down in green pastures. So part of it was my own fault, you know. A lot of it was my own fault. I was saying yes to things I should have said no to and just had a lot that I had to learn. But I remember one morning waking up feeling so bad, I just thought, oh my gosh, I can't stand it. And I remember I went outside and I sat on the little porch that we had, looked out at the trees, and I said, I knew I kind of had a decision to make. Because, you know, one part of you thinks I can't do this anymore. Anybody know what I'm talking about? And another part, that part inside is saying, but you don't want to give up. I can't do this anymore, but I don't want to give up. And I remember just saying out loud, God, if I've only got 1 ounce of strength, I'm giving it to you. And you know what? I'm still here. And I'm just not telling you how wonderful I am. I'm trying to encourage you that we have to make the decisions. These are not things that somebody else can come along. They're not decisions that somebody else can make for you. These are decisions that only you can make. And you know, obviously, I'm not just preaching to the people in this room today. I'm sharing this message not only for you, but for the people watching all over the world by TV. And I mean, there are so many messes in so many people's lives and so much pain. I mean, sickness and financial need and relationship problems and just all kinds of things that are going on in people's life. Let me tell you something. I feel you. I get it. I understand what it's like to feel like you can't go on one more day. But let me tell you something. When you feel like giving up the most, that's when your breakthrough is the closest. So I'm just encouraging you, don't you quit and don't you give up, because God has got a good plan for you. He's on your side and you are going to have, actually, you've already got the victory. You're just walking toward it right now.
Thanks for listening. No matter our life circumstances, we do not have to walk through them alone. Let's learn to trust the Lord, and instead of trying to be in control, we need to allow God to be our shepherd. Remember, He wants to guide us every day. As we trust Him with each step we take, we can know that God is leading us to victory, a victory and blessing that He promises everyone, eternal life with Him. For more resources from Joyce, visit joycemeyer.org.
Did you know that you can be completely honest with God? David in the Bible certainly was. He poured out his questions and pain and discovered how deeply God loved him through it all. You can too. That's why I'm so excited about this devotional, Daily Devotions from Psalms. As you take time to know God in a deeper way, you will find comfort and peace every single day.
Daily Devotions from Psalms, new from Joyce Meyer. Order your copy today at joycemeyer.org.
Thank you for listening to 15 Minutes in the Word with Joyce.